Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Good morning, wonderful people. Welcome to my channel. We are in the sixth worksheet called Advanced Thinking Style, Psychological and Astrological Test. Now, before we get into the details, you can find the download links in the description box for this Excel worksheet and try it out for yourself. Leave your comments if you're doing this seriously. Right. More than thinking style, I would say these four worksheets that you see here, function, form, level, scope, and leaning. There are four worksheets here. More than thinking, this is all about how you will act as an individual. Also, what is your basic inclination? Where are you going with the stuff that you're going? So I've labeled it advanced thinking style, but it's actually an action or a predilection of tasks, projects, and situations that your mind is suited for. Now, you can use this professionally, more useful for young adults, let's say 18 to 34 age group. Yeah, so it is useful for them to figure out both astrologically and psychologically where they are good at. Now, why are we trying to bridge this gap between two sciences, the science of psychology and the science of astrology? Why are we trying to do that? Well, both are sciences, in my opinion, and what I have seen. Psychological part is basically going to provide you the tools to understand from a common question and answer perspective. All these questions are everyday questions of understanding the terminology. Let's say if I say function, that is legislative, executive, and judicial, it means your bent of mind here, essentially. And these are terms used to encapsulate certain inclination, yes? Essentially, they are inclinations of your mind as a personality. So that's what we are trying to study. But astrology will give you why you are doing what you are doing. Where is this coming from a planetary point of view? The nine planets of Vedic astrology. So that's what we are trying to bridge. We are trying to connect the dots, so to speak. Once we start connecting these dots, and this is just the beginning, it opens up a whole bag for new thought forms to emerge, new ways of understanding the human psyche, new ways of understanding and helping young adults, children, employers, employees, whoever, human beings, yes? This is a little more advanced than the previous ones. We are going more and more advanced with every worksheet. Yeah, I've made the classification in this way. So as you go down the serial numbers, it'll get more and more complex and more advanced. Just get ready for it. You have to know certain basics of English and certain basics of what these things could mean in order for you to take the test in the first place. So each one of these worksheets is about 8 to 10 questions. You got to go and fill yes in the answer box to one or two options at best. Don't take more than two. I would suggest one to get a better accuracy. So that's what we are doing, answering 8 to 10 questions in function, form, level, yeah, scope, leaning. Let's go with them one by one and see the pie chart and what the essential definitions mean, and then bring it to astrology. Yeah. So let us first deal with form. Legislative, executive, judicial. There are three classifications. You answer these questions in yes or no. 10 questions. That's all. You will know which one of these you have more dominant in your personality. Now, what do these terms mean? And coming back to astrology, legislative, meaning what? What kind of thinking leads to what kind of mindset? The legislatively oriented student has a predilection for tasks, projects, and situations that require creation, formulation, planning of ideas, strategies, products, and the like. This individual likes to decide what to do and how to do it rather than be told what to do. That's the legislator. Astrologically speaking, I would say the dominance of planets you're looking for is Jupiter and Mercury aspecting one another or in one another's houses. For example, Mercury in Sagittarius or Pisces, or Jupiter in Gemini or Virgo, so to speak. That can also be a strong indicator. Exchanging of houses, house lords. Okay. Executive, on the other hand, has a predilection of tasks, projects, and situations that provide structure, procedures, or rules to work with that, although modifiable, can serve as guidelines to measure progress. Whereas legislatively oriented individuals like to decide what to do and how to do it, the executive oriented student will often prefer to be told what to do. This one is the one likes to take orders. Tell me what to do and I will do it. That's the executive. And then will give it his or her best shot. Something like an employee with a boss. Yeah, he needs to be told what to do. Astrologically speaking, that makes us a combination of Saturn and Mars, as shown here. Saturn is a worker. Saturn is a worker class. He doesn't have brains, but he has all the meticulousness and systematic discipline to get something done. Mars is logically oriented. So the combination of Saturn and Mars, again, exchange of houses will also play in here. Either you can take Aries, Scorpio, or you can take Capricorn, Aquarius. It's all the same. If they exchange lords also, this will be dominant. Okay. Judicial. What does judicial mean now? Yeah. Judicial means a person who has a predilection for tasks, projects, and situations that require evaluation, analysis, comparison, contrast, and judgment of existing ideas, strategies, and projects, and the like. This individual tends to be evaluative of others, someone who judges, judicial. Sometimes on the basis of minimal information. So this person is good at judging things, separating out stuff, evaluating it logically. So I would put, astrologically speaking, the combination of Jupiter and Ketu in this. Ketu is a liberalist kind of mentality, thinks outside the box, aspecting Jupiter or one another. Jupiter to Ketu, Ketu to Jupiter would be very good at this. Critical evaluation, that is judicial, right? Let's go to the next one, form. This is the form of thinking. It has got four answers possible: hierarchic, monarchic, oligarchic, and anarchic. Let's see how that plays out. That's the pie chart for the sample subject here. So let's see how this plays out one by one. First, the definitions. Hierarchic individual has a predilection for tasks, projects, and situations that allow for creation of hierarchy of goals. As the name suggests, it's a hierarchy person. Tell me from the top-down approach kind of guy. The individual likes to do multiple things in a given time frame, but assigns differential priorities. That's the key word for getting them done. Hierarchic people tend to be adaptive in many settings where it's necessary to set priorities for getting certain things done before others. This comes first and that comes next kind of individuality. So a hierarchic person has to have Jupiter and Saturn working together. They always think in terms of hierarchies. Jupiter provides the wisdom and Saturn provides the structure and discipline in terms of astrology. Again, we are looking at natal, navamsha, whichever divisional chart you want. Monarchic individual has a predilection for tasks, projects, and situations that allow complete focus on one thing or aspect at a time until it is complete. Monarchy, singular focus kind of thinking. Monarchically oriented individual is single-minded, there you go, and often driven and likes to finish one thing before moving on to the next. Don't tell me multiple things. I would typically put it at Sun and Mars and aspects to each other or in each other's houses. That's a very monarchic kind of mentality. Sun obviously is the monarch, is the king, and Mars is extremely logical about fulfilling that one task. Oligarchic, the third one. This individual has a predilection of tasks, projects and situations that allow working with competing approaches, opposing oligarchic, many approaches, opposite of monarchic, singular approach, oligarchy, with multiple aspects or goals that are equally important. This individual likes the hierarchy orient, like the hierarchy one, likes to do multiple things. He's more like hierarchic, but he can do many things at the same time. Therefore, has trouble setting priorities of which one gets to do, get done first. The oligarchically oriented individual thus adapts well if competing demands are roughly of equal priority. Okay, all are important. Here we got task one to do today in the house, but nothing is more important than the other. How does this play out in astrology? Well, there's a combination of Mercury and Ketu involved there. Mercury provides that intellectual capacity to think multiple things at the same time. Mercury has to be strong. However, if it is aspected by Ketu, that gives that liberal, broad-minded thinking. You can think multiple stuff. Ketu can be very creative in that. Anarchic. The anarchic individual has a predilection of task, project, situations that give the person greater flexibility of approaches. The word anarchy suggests flexibility. If options A to F are given, I will go first with F, then with A, then with D. See? Trying anything when and where and how he or she pleases. So this person makes lots of options available for them. This individual tends to be asystematic or anti-systematic. So it can be asystematic, out of the system or against the system. That's why the word anarchic. The individual tends to take a random approach to problems and is sometimes difficult for other people to understand. Anarchic. So anarchic, astrologically speaking, would be a combination of all these three. It's a little complex. It's Moon, Venus and Rahu. Rahu gives that rebellion. Rahu is very rebellious in nature by default. If it is aspected by Venus, or if it's aspecting Venus, or together with it and together with Moon, this provides a room for an eccentric creativity, Rahu with Venus, an eccentric approach to viewing things differently, and also little anarchy about it because it is with Moon. So it's dealing with your emotional body also, right? You can look at it that way. That's the second worksheet. Third, level. Level is simple. It's local or global. Again, there are 10 questions. And this is fairly simple to understand. Local individual has predilection for tasks, projects and situations that require engagement with specific concrete details. In an NLP, in a neuro-linguistic system, it would be called the little person. You see? Chunk size, little and big. We'll come to that last. This individual likes to work with nitty-gritty, but may lose the forest for the trees, meaning he loses focus on the large things just to get to the small things. The little focus people. Individuals displaying this style tend to enjoy the tasks that require them to keep track of details. The accountants, the banking people, the Virgo people, you know, astrologically, I'm tying many things here. So, the ones who are focused on details, little details, nitpicking, concrete specifications of a situation. Astrologically speaking, that would be a complex combination of Saturn, Mars, Moon, and Rahu. Because Rahu is extremely focused, Mars is extremely focused and logical. Saturn gives the structure, Moon gives the emotional support. So local will be tend to have a combination of four of the planets in one another's houses or conjunct with each other or aspecting each other. That becomes too complex to analyze here. As I said, this is just the beginning point. There could be a lot of work done later about such things. Yeah. Global individual has a predilection for tasks, projects, institutions that require large, global, abstract ideas. This is a large person, chunk size big in neuro-linguistic system. This person likes big ideas, but sometimes can lose touch with the details. He loses touch with the small. This is a small thinking person. This is a large thinking person. The individual may see the forest, but lose track of the trees. People employing this style enjoy tasks that encourage them to think about major ideas, not to worry about details. So now we are talking astrologically in terms of Guru, Jupiter, Sun and Ketu in the natal chart, aspecting one another or in one another's houses. Yeah, because Sun and Jupiter together with Ketu, or if they are having eyesights on one another, will give a person more broader picture and a kind of intensity to think in large terms, not in small terms. Okay, need to keep that in mind. Start with the third worksheet, scope evaluation. Now, scope considers internal or external. This is similar to the neuro-linguistic stuff. Are you an internal person or the external person? Focused on which one? Where do you dominantly live? Inside yourself or focused on the external? That's really straightforward. Again, there are 8 questions. Answer yes here. Just type in a yes, capital or not capital, it doesn't matter. The internal individual has a predilection for tasks, projects, situations that require activities that allow one to work independently of others. So this is an individualist. This individual prefers to work alone, work from home, is typically introverted and often uncomfortable in groups. External, on the other hand, is the opposite. This individual prefers to work with others, group-oriented, team-oriented, typically extroverted, very comfortable in group settings. Now, here comes the interesting part. Astrologically, if you want to see you are a team player or an individualist, you got to look for these combinations. An external person is Rahu, is very external. Sun is very external, desires fame. Rahu desires unconventionality and independence, but working with others, along with Mars. So combination of these, or one sitting in the houses of the other, or aspecting one another. That's complicated, and we got to see astrological charts for that. Internal person will have these combinations. Ketu, who's an internalist, who's an empath kind of a situation. Combinations with Moon and Venus. So this is a very internal person. If these three are somehow in relation to one another or in one another's houses in the natal or Navamsha. All right. Last one. Leaning. What is your leaning? This is the big topic, isn't it, these days? Are you a conservative or are you a liberal? Well, it means something astrologically also. Let's see. A liberal individual has a predilection for tasks, projects and situations that involve unfamiliarity, going beyond existing norms, rules, procedures, and maximization of change. Let me read that again. Maximization of change. They crave change, liberal change. Let's change something. Let's change a policy, procedure, rule, law, whatever it is, or the way we handle things. Sometimes the individual may prefer change simply for the sake of change. I'm bored with this shit. Let me change it. When it is not ideal, also, people displaying liberal style often like new challenges and thrive on ambiguity, vagueness. Liberal people are most vague people. I want to change, but I don't know what it is. Kind of vague. conservative. What could be the definition? These people like adherence to existing rules and procedures. Let's follow the rule of the law. Let's follow the procedure. Let's follow the specification, right, for engineers. This individual likes to minimize change and avoid ambiguity. It's the opposite of this. Now, interestingly, there is an astrological bent of mind that leads to conservatism. Sun, Saturn, and Moon, conservative, all three of them. They like conservative stuff. Let's stick to the procedures. Let's stick to tradition. Saturn is very traditional. Sun is very authoritative and regulative, discipline. Moon is all concerned about, let me maintain the status quo of my emotional body. Liberal, on the other hand, has these four. A combination of Jupiter, Ketu, Mercury, and Mars. Combination, be careful. It may be conjunct, it may be aspecting, it may be in one another's houses, as the case may be. And if depending upon which house it goes in, you will take it to that particular area of life. That's where your focus shall be. Okay? So this was the four worksheets: function, form, level, scope, and leaning. Five worksheets. Not four. I have been telling four. Five worksheets. Okay? By the time you're done with this, and you compare your natal chart for all these combinations, you'll have a pretty good idea of what kind of an individual you are. That's the whole idea. We're trying to get to the bottom of you. We shall deal with the seventh one in my next video. Meanwhile, take care, be safe. Download the Excel worksheet, see the description box, and I shall see you in the next. Bye-bye.